Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch the videos. Thousands of pieces of information, pieces of content that will you can take advantage of to help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend Karen Kurek. She is a partner and managing director with McGladrey. She's a CPA at that firm. That's what they do. They're a consulting firm, a CPA firm, tax practices and other issues, risk management. I'm sure there's plenty of that in there. She's in charge of she's the head of the firm's national manufacturing and distribution practice. Karen Kurek, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's McGladrey.com, is that right?
Yes, that's our website, McGladrey.com.
Right. McGladrey, McGladrey. Pretty much how it sounds. Kind of, you know, it's not that complicated, like Blasingame, Karen. It sounds complicated, but it's really not.
Right.
So McGladrey.com, check that out. We're talking about the survey that you guys conducted of almost 1,000. Really, the way you're describing them, Karen, in the last segment, you continued to qualify who these people were. And these are small business owners, by my definition.
Mm-hmm.
70% pass-through entities, not huge companies in terms of, you know, billions of dollars of sales. These are in the 7-8-digit sales category. And you surveyed them and you asked them, in the previous segment we talked about how they felt about the economy. What are they doing about employment? Are they hiring?
Let's talk about that. You know, the manufacturing sector has really been leading the U.S. in adding jobs back over the last, you know, let's say since June of 2009.
Right.
And what we found in the survey is that manufacturers are still planning to hire people in the coming 12 months. But what's happened is the rate at which they're going to hire has slowed down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit concerning. We also have seen some numbers.
Why do you think that? Now, at first blush, I would say part of it's probably this concern about the economy. But another example, two other things contribute to that. Number one is not finding qualified people. Number two is the ability to offset those new hires with technology. What do you think?
Right. Exactly. Couple things. One, I think there's some hesitancy right now about what we talked about in the other segment about, you know, the coming year end
right.
and the tax cuts.
But the uncertainty.
Right. But, you know, so that's the uncertainty. But the other thing that we found is that over 40% of the respondents have difficulty finding qualified people to fill their open positions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
believe it or not, that's the thing that I think that surprises people. When I talk to small business audiences, Karen, or during the year, I ask them what is their number one concern. And in the last 2 years, the number one concern that they told me is finding qualified people. Not health care, not taxes, not even sales. Well, sales was usually maybe number one, but the next one was qualified people.
Right. And, you know, what's happened is, you know, over the last, let's say, 20 years or so, we have not really been encouraging our kids to go into the trades, the technical trades.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a lot of vocational schools and
right.
such, and there's not really that flow.
So you're saying we'll create a generation of eggheads. Is that what you're saying, Karen?
Huh? Well, I mean, the thing is that you know.
And I say that with great love, too, Karen.
Right. And the thing is that there really are some, you know, really nice job opportunities in the manufacturing sector.
Yeah, making big bucks.
Right. And
because look my dad when I lived near you up in the Great Lakes area back when I was a kid, my dad was a hammersmith. He picked up a piece of metal with his tongs and he stuck it under a hammer and he was a brute of a man and he could do that. Today you're more likely to push a button on a computer to stamp that product out.
Right. You know, when
you gotta have some skills, don't you?
Right. When you walk into a manufacturing plant today, it's very technologically savvy. And the skills that they need, even for entry-level workers, are, you know, how you run a CNC machine, how you work in a team, understanding Six Sigma and lean manufacturing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's even entry-level positions need a certain skill set. And I was talking with some folks last week, and, you know, they have two or three open positions at this one particular company.
Yep.
They got 400 resumes, and there was maybe 8 qualified workers that they, when they went finished going sifting through all of the resumes, they were even considering to bring in. So that's concerning. And you know what we saw in the survey is that, you know, people are continuing to have, you know, difficulty in you know, filling some of those open positions. But the other thing, and you talked a little bit about technology, is a lot of the participants in the survey are planning to continue to invest in their business. And one of the things that we also saw was that the area, we asked them where they were going to invest, and
mm-hmm.
IT was a big area, over
60%
of the respondents.
Because of that. Karen, I gotta take a break. Can you stay with us an extra segment? Do you have time? Because we got a lot more to talk about. Can you give me an extra 10 minutes?
Sure.
All right, stand by, folks. We're gonna ask Karen to hang out with us. She's good, isn't she? I knew you'd like her. Karen Kurek with McGladrey. I got more questions. I'm gonna ask her when we come back. What's the future of manufacturing in America? Are we starting to make things again here? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.